Kempo Rinpoche died recently this summer, and we've been mourning his passing for the last 49 days. I think the 49th day is what's today. It's the 12th. That's tomorrow, and so we've been doing songs and guru yoga for him every evening for the past 49 days since he's died. And there is now a cremation that's happening in Nepal on the 19th, August 19th. So it's a big deal. A lot of his students are gathering there, and I don't know exactly what kind of program will be available for us here remotely. I don't think they'll be doing any kind of Zoom broadcasting or anything, unfortunately, but we'll hear about it anyway. Punlap Rinpoche had many gurus, but his closest teacher and companion was Kempo Rinpoche. And Kempo Rinpoche revived this tradition of dohas, of singing. And throughout his teaching, he started this whole process in the early 90s, I think, when he came. He was teaching in Europe and the United States, and he would bring up these Milarepa songs mostly, which we had the words for, but the melodies were lost. And so he and his students composed new melodies for these songs and compiled them in this book. And so they're lovely songs. Most of them are lovely songs. Some of them are really weird, but you know, most of them are really great songs and totally profound Dharma teachings too. So so when we're old and in our senile and we could still remember these tunes and words passing through our minds, we might have some practice material to work with at that time. We're going to start with the Guru Rinpoche prayer, which is one of, I think, our most important songs in our Sangha. Guru Rinpoche was the main figure in the Nyingma Dzogchen lineage. And so this song is a song of devotion to him, and also expresses the idea of emptiness very profoundly in trying to distinguish between what exactly we perceive on the inside and what is on the outside. And so where is that boundary? You know, in modern Western science, we know that light comes in and, you know, our eyes are sensitized to that and they pass things, you know, images to the brain and all that stuff. But you know, how consciousness takes that and makes it into a coherent world for us is a complete mystery. You know, does our consciousness go out and grab these things? Do they come, or is it the mind creating this whole image of our world? We don't really know, but the central idea is because we don't know, we can actually have a profound experience of the emptiness that is in between there, and that boundary of inside and outside is really very permeable. We don't exactly know, but we can rest in that emptiness, and I have a profound experience of the nature of mind. And so that's what this song is all about. It's both a devotional song and also is questioning the inside and outside of our perceptions.
These forms that appear.
Oh, by the way, this is on, this is on page 6 in our old songbooks, and 282 in the new book. Okay.
All these forms that appear to eyes that see, all things on the outside. And the inside, the environment. was found. Perceiver and perceived when purified are the body of the deity, clear emptiness. This I grew for whom desire frees itself. To Ujjan Pamajun may I supplicate. All these sounds that appear for ears that hear, taken as agreeable or not, let them rest in the realm of sound and emptiness. Past all thought, beyond imagination, sounds are empty, unarisen and unceasing. These are what make up the victor's teaching. To the teachings of the victor, sound and emptiness. To Ujjan Pamajun may I supplicate. All these movements of mind towards its object, these thoughts that make five poisons and affliction, leave thinking mind to rest without contrivances. Do not review the past nor guess the future. If you let such movement rest in its own place, it liberates into the Dharmakaya, to the Guru for whom awareness frees itself. To Ujjan Pamajun may I supplicate. Grant your blessing that purifies appearance of objects perceived as being outside. Grant your blessing that liberates perceiving mind. The mental operation seeming inside. Grant your blessing that between the two of thee, clear light will come to recognize its own face. In your compassion, Sukhatas of all three times, please bless me that a mind like mine be free.
All right, thank you. Great. The next one we'll do is Seven Delights on page 30, or 299 in the new book. This was a song that was composed by Lord Gotsampa, who was a great master of Madhyamaka as well as a songwriter, a yogi, and translated by Jim Scott and Ani Bucciardi in 1996 at Karma Choling. Jim Scott is one of Kempo Rinpoche's main students and one of the composers of these melodies, one of the main composers of these melodies. We were fortunate, I just got back from the Tartha Institute, and we were fortunate to have Jim and his wife Birgit there. And it was wonderful having the composer of these melodies there. and have him sing these melodies as he thought them up, you know. So it was really touching, wonderful having him there. So
you have an incredible voice,
Gibson. Yeah, he does have an incredible voice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So let's see. Okay, so this is Seven Delights. Namo Guru Ratna Guru. When thought that there is something perceived and a perceiver, lure my mind away and distract. I don't close my senses gateways to meditate without them, but plunge straight into their essential point. Like clouds in the sky, there's a shimmer where they fly. Thoughts for me, sheer delight. When kleshas get me going and their heat has got me burning, I try no antidote to set them right. Like an alchemistic potion turning metal into gold, what lies in Klesha's powers to bestow is bliss without contagion, completely undefiled. Klesha's coming up, sheer delight. When I'm playing like at forces of demonic interference, I do not drive them out with rites and spells. The thing to chase away is the egoistic thinking built up on the idea of a self. This will turn those ranks of Maras into your own special forces. When obstacles arise, sheer delight. Once some sorrow with its anguish has me writhing in its torments, instead of wallowing in misery, I take the greater burden down the greater path to travel, and let compassion set me up to take upon myself the sufferings of others with karmic consequences, bloom delight. When my body has to come to attacks of painful illness, I do not count on medical relief, but take that very illness as a path, and by its power remove the obscuration blocking me, and use it to encourage the quality is worthwhile. When illness strikes his head, sheer delight. When it's time to leave this body, this illusionary tangle, don't cause yourself anxiety and grief. The thing that you should train in and clear up for yourself, there's no such thing as dying to be done. It's just clear light, the mother and child, clear night uniting, when mind forsakes the body, sheer delight. When the whole thing's just not working, everything's lined up against you, don't try to find some way to change it all. You hear the point to make your practices reverse the way you see it. Don't try to stop or make it improve. Adverse conditions happen
When they do, it's so delightful. They make a little song of sheer delight.
The next one we'll do is another one by Lord Gotsampa called The Lama is Teaching You. And I'm not sure what page this is on. I couldn't find it in the book, but it's a short little song. And you can read it from the, I hope you can read it from the screen. Let's see. When you look at the clear bright ocean and the waves rise up and dissolve back down, don't you know this is the Lama teaching you that thoughts are Dharmakaya? When the spring sun starts to warm the earth and the ice melts into water, don't you know this is the Lama teaching you samsara is nirvana? I'll sing it again. When you look at the clear bright ocean and the waves rise up and dissolve back down, don't you know this is the Lama teaching you that thoughts are Dharmakaya? When the springtime sun starts to warm the earth and the ice melts into water, don't you know this is the Lama teaching you samsara is nirvana?
Gotsanga.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Gotsampa. Yeah. Okay. The next one is All These Forms or Self-Appearing Illusion on page 120 or 203 in the new book. And this is a song that we always sing. One of Rinpoche's favorites, and it was composed by Kempo Rinpoche in the Garden of Translation near the Great Stupa of Bodhinath, Nepal, 1998. So translated and arranged by Jim Scott. So this is one of our standard fare. So this also talks about the perceptions that we have, different forms of perception. Appearance, sound, which included in sound is also thought. So we have appearance of all our sensory perceptions, our thoughts that are constantly flowing through our minds. The third verse is about feeling, which is, you know, all of our emotions that come up all the time. And the fourth verse is about awareness, the basic level of awareness that we have in our minds. So. Important song, not just a nice song to sing, but important song to for teaching purposes too. Okay. All these forms, appearance, emptiness, like a rainbow with shining glow in the reaches
let go. Go where no mind goes. Every sound is sound in emptiness, like the sound of an echo's roll in the reaches of sound and emptiness. Just let go. Words can show in the reaches of bliss and emptiness. Just let go, go where no mind goes. All awareness, awareness, emptiness, way beyond what thoughts can know.
This next song is not in the songbook either, so it's on the screen. I hope you can read it from over there in the corner.
It's right on my, the last of the chart that I can read.
Okay. I'm not even sure where this came from, but we've sang it various times throughout our Nolan Devotee history, and it's a lovely song, an exchange between Milarepa and his female student, Pulderbaum. I can contemplate the sea, but waves make me uneasy. Milarepa, tell me how to meditate on waves. If the sea's as easy as you say, waves are just a sea's play. Let your mind stay within the sea. I can contemplate the sky, but clouds make me uneasy. Milarepa, tell me how to meditate on clouds. If the sky's as easy as you say, clouds are just a sky's play. Let your mind stay within the sky. I can contemplate my mind, but thoughts make me uneasy. Milarepa, tell me how to meditate on thoughts. If the mind's as easy as you say, thoughts are just a mind's play. Let your mind stay
Let your mind stay within your mind. Let your mind stay within your mind.
Isn't that nice? I know, it's so nice. It's so beautiful. Okay, the next one is also, it is in 198 in the new book, but it's not in the old books. It's a short little ditty that was sung spontaneously by Dechen Rongdrol, who is Kempo Rinpoche, on the road from the Denver International Airport to Boulder, October 21st, 2004. So this is a nice little local connection. Okay, let's see. We'll sing it three times. Look at appearance, emptiness form. Listen to sounds and emptiness sound. Rest in mind's nature, clarity, emptiness. And when your thoughts free themselves, laugh, oh laugh, ha ha, hee hee. Look at appearance, emptiness form. Listen to sound and emptiness sound. Rest in mind's nature, clarity, emptiness. And when your thoughts free themselves, laugh, oh laugh, ha ha, hee hee. Look at appearance, emptiness form. Listen to sound and emptiness sound. Rest in mind's nature, clarity, emptiness. And when your thoughts free themselves, laugh, oh laugh, ha ha, hee hee. Okay, so now, what time's it getting to be? Oh, we got plenty of time. Okay, so this one is a series of songs, of short little songs that talk about the middle way, or which is Madhyamaka. It's one of the main Sutrayana schools of Buddhism. And so there's a few different songs in here that that we'll sing. The first one is from Nagarjuna's Fundamental Wisdom of the Middle Way. And this is a song that Lama Tempa likes to sing quite often as a dedication at the end of his teachings. So this one we'll sing three times, this little four-line thing here, and then we'll sing all the others just one time. And there are other some of the other composers of this are Chandrakirti's Entrance to the Middle Way. Chandrakirti was also the second most influential Madhyamaka teacher. And then there's another one from Shantideva. They're all great masters of the Middle Way.
Okay.
116. Yes, 116 in the old book, 323 in the new book. Like a dream, like an illusion, like a city of Gandharva. That's how birth and that's how living, that's how dying are taught to be. Like a dream, like an illusion, like a city of Gandharva. That's how birth and that's how living, that's
That's how dying are taught to be, like a dream, like an illusion, like a city of Gandharva. That's how birth, and that's how living, that's how dying are taught to be. There are two ways of seeing everything, the perfect way and the false way. So each and everything that can ever be found holds to nature's within. And what does perfect seeing see? It sees the suchness of all things, and false seeing sees the relative truth. This is what the perfect Buddha said. Then one wonders, these dreamlike beings, what are they? If analyzed, they're like a banana tree. One cannot make definitive distinction between transcending misery and not. Know the five skandhas are like an illusion. Don't separate the illusion from the skandhas. Free of thinking that anything is real, this is perfect wisdom's conduct at its best. All the images conjured up by a magician, the horses, elephants, and chariots in his illusions. Whatever may appear there, know that none of it is real. And it's just like this with everything there is.
Okay, the next one we'll play is Sky Dragon's Roar, page 121 in the old book and 243 in the new book. This is a song that was composed by Kempo Rinpoche. While he was traveling in an airplane, and it's also a very lovely song that really shows his deep understanding and profound, you know, instruction. Up in the skies expands true being, unborn, forever pure. Beautiful is the world below me. How many colors do I see? But when I look, I can't find anything that's born.
So the time has come to meditate on true reality of ego clinging free. All my possessions, all that I enjoy, are like rainbows in the sky. Even their smallest parts have no essence. They don't exist at all. So when I enjoy illusory pleasures, empty appearing tea and beer, it's time to rest in mind's full moon, empty awareness, radiant clarity. The stages of practice of the Tathagata's view and meditation are skillful methods that clear away ordinary thoughts. And so I train in appearance and mind, being without base or root. When sickness and death suddenly strikes, I'll be ready without regret. In the pattern that this world and life appearances weave, visions of parents, relatives and friends are like illusions and dreams. Like morning mist, they are fleeting, and at the time they dissolve. That's the time to search for unborn, confused minds, basic reality. In the baseless, rootless, and empty, confused appearances of life, we suffer from heat and from cold and from so many other things. But diligence in secret jhanas, practices so powerful, makes fox-like cowardice be free all by itself. The time has come to what we beautify with hats enclosed, to this heap of elements. We offer tasty food and many other things, whatever we may find pleasing. But the carelessness and craziness of this life will end one day. So be ready to be fearless of the judgment of the mighty Lord of Death. From the country of great snow mountains, a realm of Dharma, having crossed many hills and valleys, and now flying through the sky, I purify illusory flesh and blood into empty appearing deity. Passing Bhumi's realizations, self-liberated, in this I train. Ha ha, Dechen Rongdrels, conduct that's attachment free. Ahoy, it's time to fly in the expansive sky of precious mother.
very touching song now that Kemp Urbacha has actually died. So, yeah. Beautiful. This is another song we sing quite often. Nice little song about friends and illusion on page 139 in the old book. I'm not sure what it is in the new book. Yeah. What is it?
191.
191, okay. Friends are empty form like a water moon. To think of them was totally real will only make your many sufferings increase. To know they're empty forms like a water moon will make illusion like samadhi increase. Compassion free of clinging will increase and not. Referential view will also increase. In meditation, that's fixation free and conduct free of doer deed increase. Of all the many marvels, this by far the most marvelous. Of all the many wonders, this the most wonderful. Let's sing it again. And instead of thinking of friends, we'll think of our enemies. Enemies are empty forms like a water moon. To think of them as being truly real will only make your many sufferings increase. To know they're empty forms like a water moon will make illusion like samadhi increase. Compassion free of clinging will increase and non-referential view will also increase. And meditation, that's fixation free and conduct free of doer deed increase. Of all the many marvels, this the most marvelous. Of all the many wonders, this the most wonderful. I think it's even more effective when you think about enemies. Okay. Right. This is a song. I thought I'd include this one because Kenpo Rinpoche wrote this specifically for the Nalanda Bodhi Sangha. The essential points of Mahamudra Dzogchen in the Middle Way. So it's kind of our Sangha anthem. And the three verses do talk about the first one's the Middle Way. The second one is Mahamudra, and the third one is Dzogchen. Hey, hey, lucky students, diligent, faithful, and smart. Take a look at mind's nature, simplicity unborn. When reference points and signs dissolve in certainty, don't strive, strain, or stop, just relax naturally. Look nakedly at the inexpressible mind. Nature, bliss, and emptiness. Relaxed at ease, fixation free. All that binds is free in bliss emptiness. Dharma Tattoo. Take a look at the play of unborn mind. Mind's play manifest as appearance emptiness. Pure awareness from beginningless time. Naturally present, transcending mind. Thoughts that this view is best dissolve naturally when realize mind's reality. Then to glaze of light and rainbows can shine, but since we don't think they're real, these oak chenpas are fine. Yep. Dechen Rongdol composed these extemporaneous words for the Nalanda Bodhi Sangha, translated fast and put to song by Ari Goldfield, March 12th, 2000. Okay, so now we're going to try this song, The Devas Flute, which is one of the three songs that were composed upon Kempo Rinpoche's Parinirvana. And it's kind of complicated, but it does have a pattern to it after you get used to it after the first verse. So I can sing a verse if you want, and then we can and then get the feeling for it. With learned prajna, you have mastered all the sutra and mantra, realizing the profound point, your intelligence bloom, your magnificent deeds are the glory of the teachings and of being. Authentic spiritual friend, please think of me. Okay, so the third line goes up, and the fourth line kind of goes back down to a kind of an even minor key again, but it isn't a minor key, and so it goes like that. The fourth verse has two lines that go up, but the rest of them are pretty consistent with this one. Okay. Namo, the Devas Flute, calling out with longing to Kenshin Saltram Gyamso, the crown jewel among millions of Siddhas and Panditas. Namo Guru Vajradharaye. With learned prajna, you have mastered all the sutra and mantra, realizing the profound point, your intelligence bloom, your magnificent deeds are the glory of the teaching and of being. Authentic spiritual friend, think of me. The interweaving unsullied cloud of your enlightened mind have dissolved into the sky of the veil-free Dharmakaya. You have shown us an appearance where your form, Kaya's son,
seems to have said, I call out to you, Lord Guru, with unbearable longing. Beautifully adorned with pure integrity, saffron cloth, undistracted meditation, you so ingeniously perfect. Holder of wisdom's glory, encompassing the ocean of what is to be known. Peerless Guru, I supplicate you with such longing. Teaching, teaching, with debate and composition, you proclaim sutra and tantra scripture. While resting inwardly in equipoise, you see forces, realization. With mighty strength you hoist on high the great parasol of discord and attainment. Life pillar of the teachings of scripture and realization, I keep you here my memory. Through nadi and through prana and through bindu, fully harmonizing in avaduti, the three displays dissolve in stages, and by the play of emptiness, the four, you arise in rainbow body, the self-shining great bliss Kaya. To you, self-liberated, glorious Guru, I call out. Empty space, free of reverence point. Simplicity, Dharma, Dhatu. From the perfect union of these, the clear sky of your intention, may nectar's rain of your blessing flow on within my heart. With skillful integrity, lifetime after lifetime, and with prajna that enjoys oceans of sutra and mantra, may I lead the gathered champions of great intelligence and the fruition stainless great bliss will be set. Manifest.
kind of complicated, but it's I think the nicest of the three, and probably the easiest of the three that we learned this summer. Okay, to close out our song day, we'll sing this one as a dedication. This is also not in a songbook, but it's easy. And this was composed by the Dalai Lama and put to melody by the One Village Music Project. And we sang this quite often during Natartha Institute this summer. Actually, we had the last 10 days was a silent retreat. And the first thing we do in the morning was, when we gathered together, was sing this song. So it's a nice dedication. Every day, every day, think as you wake up. Today I am fortunate to have woken up. I am alive. I have a precious human life. And I'm not gonna waste it. Every day, think as you wake up. Today I am fortunate to have woken up. I am alive. I have a precious human life. And I'm not gonna waste it. Every day, think as you wake up. Today I am fortunate to have woken up. I am alive. I have a precious human life. And I'm not gonna waste it. Now we'll wrap up by singing a longevity supplication to Dzogchen Phunlop Rinpoche. In the yawn of Samanta Bhadra, the essence of the ocean of scripture is a definitive meaning, the luminous heart. In all directions you fly the banner of this great tradition's teaching. Glorious Supreme Guru, may you always remain. You hold the treasury of the seeker great perfection, master of teaching true meaning to students who are ready. You carry the victory banner of the teachings and the scriptures. Genuine spiritual friend, may your activity increase. And finally, Nalanda. Nalanda, the world supreme adorer. Wait, hold on a second. Nalanda, the world supreme adornment. You're the source of the noble land of India. Learned scholars, accomplished practitioners, five fields of knowledge through applying ourselves. For today. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming. It's always fun to have a nice people singing with you. So, yeah.